You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who travels so he can pretend he's on the lam, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with me. Great to be on the air on this Thursday night to Christmas Eve of weekdays. The weekend is almost here, and I've got nothing to do this weekend, which I'm excited about. You ever have a weekend like that, Conrad, where you're like, I got nothing planned? So you could just chill.
That's good. That's about to be my weekend this weekend, you know?
Same.
Just about to do some chores around the house. That's about it.
Not even doing that. Not getting out of bed. I'm gonna pull a Ron Livingston in Office Space and do nothing. Actually, I am going to do something. I'm going to go see your pal and our pal, Emerson Lehman, play pickleball.
Oh, there you go.
He reached out today, and he was good to his word. He said, I'm playing pickleball in Marinette. And he said, come on out. I said, thank you for the reminder. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to get some audio that we can play on the show.
Yeah.
Maybe of Emerson grunting or pulling a hammy or whatever he does on the pickleball field. I'm excited to see it. I've never seen competitive pickleball. And having said that, I've played pickleball. I just don't compete. So that'll be fun. I will partake in pickleball. Those are my plans. But other than that, I'm not doing a damn thing.
Yeah, I think you're going to just get bored at what I'm going to do. The sound of it is I'm going to watch the Masters.
That just hurts to think about. So you're not even going to be golfing. You're going to be watching golfing. That's like that Brian Regan joke. I'm not even fishing. I'm watching fishing.
Yeah.
Well, people love the Masters. I mean, if it comes down to one putt, I'll love the Masters. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I just don't want to spend 12 hours watching the whole thing. It's like the anti-NCAA tournament.
I think it's going to be a good tournament, so that's why I'm going to watch it. And then do some chores.
What kind of chores? What do you have in mind, chore-wise?
Well, there's some laundry that needs to get attended to.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing.
Are you at the point where you're, like, turning your underwear inside out to wear it again? You're not quite that desperate?
No. Okay. That's the main thing I make sure I have. You know? If I'm running out of that, I'm like, all right, I don't care what time it is. I need to do some laundry.
Yeah, that's brutal.
But, no, I have that laundry chair going on right now. Just a bunch of my shirts and stuff is on it.
Do you separate? I'm curious. You're a young bachelor. Do you separate whites, darks, colors? No, all goes in one.
Oh no, we don't do that.
That's my boy.
My washing machine is very small, so whatever fits in it, and it goes.
You know? Do you have your own, or is it community?
That's the good thing about my apartment.
Oh, nice.
I got it. It's just a little small. So,
what are we talking, like one pair of jeans at a time, or what?
We're talking about, I'd say, three outfits worth of clothes.
Okay. Three outfits. If you're being resourceful, that's one pair of pants and two shirts. What, you can mix and match.
One pair, I'd say two pairs of pants, a sweatshirt, two shirts, and then throw the rest of the other stuff in there, the accessories.
Okay. Sounds like you got a really good laundry plan there.
It takes me a long time to get through laundry.
I just did a whole bunch too. We'll be right back with more laundry talk, folks. We're going to come back and finish these amazing anecdotes we've got going on here laundry-wise.
Yes.
But I don't plan on doing anything. I think I will go see some pickleball. I want to see if Emerson is how funny. I would love to show up and see him just dominating 80-year-olds. I think that would be so great. This is exciting. I heard this. I've been talking a little bit on the show about the Nightlight-inspired beer Hazed on Radio at Flick's Brew House in Madison. So yesterday, I don't know if I said this on the show, but I'll say it again anyway. Brewmaster Dave Hansen, who, in my opinion, made a really good beer. Again, I'm not a beer aficionado, but I liked it. It had a light kind of a passion fruity type taste to it, like a little bit of a kind of a Spotted Cow, but maybe just a hair lighter. It was a hazy IPA, thus the title, Hazed on Radio. Dave told me yesterday, I said, how's it selling? And he said he pulled some numbers. on my way out of town, and he told me it was selling, it was beating all the other local brands 2-1. So I might have a new career. I might be a beer mogul.
Did you help with the...
I did. I poured in the hops.
That's right. That's right.
You have a picture of that.
Yep.
And Dave was he told me what to do, but yeah, it was, did you try that? I see it sitting over there in one of those crowlers.
Well, that one was supposed to be for Todd, but he didn't take it home.
Interesting.
Mine's in my fridge.
Okay.
And you know, it's not resealable, so I'm waiting for the weekend.
Have a buddy over.
Yeah.
Split it. Or was that 32 ounces? if Amanda wants some, like, I hope they split that. I don't know. Todd's a beer drinker. He likes Spotted Cow, right?
I don't know if he likes IPAs or not, so maybe you'll like it.
Is Spotted Cow an IPA?
Todd, if you're listening, it's right there.
Let us know.
Take it home. Have some sips.
And let us know what you think. But that's exciting. You still get it. That's the last night of the Wisconsin Film Festival is tonight at Flix Brewhouse. So if you're there, check out a Hazed on Radio. It's selling well. So that's exciting. Great show tonight, folks. It's 6:35. We are doing the Popcorn Pick of the Week. It is Thursday night. John and Gordy, radio legends from WMDX in Madison, will be here as a team to make the Popcorn Pick of the Week. And they will probably have their own picks, which is great. We'll get two for the price of one, like you get every day on the morning show here on Civic Media on WDMX, at least in the Madison area. You get two for the price of one. You get John and Gordy's picks. They're both movie nuts. They're both a little nuts. And I can't wait to have them on the show. That's at 6:35. And then we've got Maximilian Blaska. Max Blaska. Have you ever heard of a better name than that?
That's the name that my dad wants. Maximilian.
Yes, he said that last night. Yep. That was our question. You're right. And Maximilian Blaska is cool too. But Max Blaska? Are you kidding me? That guy's going far in life with that name.
That's a really sick name.
It really is. And then our pal Logan Rogge joins the show at 7:35 from Travel Wisconsin. He is the senior communications person there. Do you know what that means?
Not entirely.
He gets to boss around all the junior communications people at Travel Wisconsin.
Well, that means...
There's probably a lot of them.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. He's not the... He's a very nice guy. He's not the type that would just like be authoritative just for the sake of doing it, you know. And he better not ever try to tell me what to do when he's here. Put him in his place. Logan's awesome. He'll be here at 7:35. And ladies and gentlemen, I think that brings us to our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What celebrity commercials do you dislike most? What celebrity commercials do you dislike most? I saw a slew of them last night. And it just gets under my skin. I'm so tired of it. And this kind of sparked it too. Telemarketing. I can't handle it. Stop. This should not be legal. Clogging our voicemail boxes with junk. People telling me it's urgent that you get back to me. Not for me. For you. Because you're a telemarketer. I don't have to do anything. People say, oh, I'll just empty your box. Oh, that's fine. But I've got like 12 messages in there. I shouldn't have to deal with that. But while I was contemplating this last night, I saw, and this is my least favorite commercial. It's the Zach Braff and Donald Faison, I think is his last name. The two guys from Scrubs doing the T-Mobile ads. Enough.
Those things suck.
Enough. It's terrible.
They're so bad. Every time I hear that, I mute. I will mute instantly.
If I think of it, I mute commercials. I don't need to hear any of them. I don't need stuff. People trying to get me to buy more stuff. And I'll tell you, I don't even like the... I like the comedian, the Irish guy. What's his name? He's hosted Saturday Night Live. He does the one with Post Malone, the commercial where they're sitting there and they can't drink beer on TV.
Shane Gillis.
Shane Gillis.
Yes.
He's hilarious. I can't even stand that commercial anymore.
And they played it way too much now.
Too much. And Mayhem, can't stand that guy. I think it's Allstate. Mayhem.
That's the one they at least change it up sometimes. You don't see the same one every time.
Yeah. Flo?
Oh.
No thanks. Next, done.
Those ones are are terrible as
Jake
well.
Jake from State Farm, I'm done with that one too.
Yeah, those, it's been what, how many years now since?
Way too long.
That guy's taken over. It's been like 5 years, I feel like, and they kind of replay him, you know?
It was a weird choice of casting too. Like, he looks like he should be skateboarding. He looks like he's like 20, and he's the guy you talk to at State Farm?
You can see him sitting courtside at NBA games now.
I know. He's made a ton of money, and good for him. Good for the actor.
Good for him.
But I cannot stand the Jake from State Farm commercials. I don't know. I'm going to go with Zach Braff and Donald Faison, though, T-Mobile. I really, the we're buddies, and this is what we do, and I cannot take it anymore. That's my least favorite celebrity commercial. What about yours? You got one?
I was thinking about this. It actually, I got two. So Theo James in those Range Rover commercials, because he goes out of a really expensive house and do a really expensive car, and it just is like, look at how much money I have, you know.
Right. Theo James is from White Lotus season 2, right?
That's the thing. Is like, he's never recovered from that. Like, in my eyes, he's still a mean person from that.
Right. He's a terrible person.
He plays another show. It's called The Time Traveler's Wife.
Yeah.
He's terrible in that, too.
Really?
Yeah. I think he's just meant to play terrible people.
So what's the other one? You said you had two.
So this one actually really grinds my gears.
Okay.
And it's influencers like, I don't know if you know who Drewski is.
No.
Or Sketch. These guys, they go Prize Picks and they promote, it's really easy to make money, higher or lower, on all these NBA, NFL, you know, games.
It's like betting?
Yes. And it's like, it's not easy to bet higher or lower. It's never a for sure thing on anything. So I just hate how they say, real easy, just put in my code, get $20 off, and win money.
It's easy to lose money. It's easy to place the bet. It's not easy to win. Yeah, that's terrible.
So those are the ones that I just do not like.
All right, let us know, folks. Be part of the show. Let us know, what celebrity commercials do you dislike most? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also get a hold of us through the Civic Media app, which is very easy to use. You should all have it. If you don't, it's fantastic. You get all your favorite Civic Media hosts, all day. And you can text Nightlight, which is great. And get a hold of us on the stream. We got Kirk Krause checking in on the stream. We'll read that when we come back. And all of your texts, great to have you with us on this Thursday night on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. I am Pete Schwabba, your host for this evening's broadcast. We had texts last night. What was our question? It was, what would you change your name to?
Yep.
So I got to find that, because there was a couple I did not get to. I had a very long one from my friend Mike Gregory, but I know I did not read Andrew Genzer's text, who made a joke, and he was hilarious because I wrote with him on Sports Soup. Oh, he says, Nightlight with Beach Mama. Yes, finally.
He's referencing... I think the comment earlier where we posted under the comment saying, what should Pete change his name to? And I think he's saying he's finally changing his name.
Oh, Genzer is hilarious. Some other people checking in on social media. Mike Desitel says, what's a commercial? The fast forward button is the greatest invention of all time.
Yes, it is.
It is. And then Barbara Pfeiffer Woog says, Mike Dustal, if it weren't for my DVR, I wouldn't watch TV. I kind of agree with her. I just don't think I could sit through it. Even on, like, last night, I was watching a show, and I think it was Prime. And you used to get Prime, and there were no commercials. And now, it's just like, oh, now we have Freevee, but there's commercials, but it's free. Well, no, you have to get Prime to get that, and now Prime's got the commercials too. Eric Ratzak from Ask Your Mother, our pal Eric, says, I actually loved Lil Wayne in Samsung. Oh, I don't know that one.
I don't think I've seen that one, actually.
Yeah, me either. Mary Picorni, my old pal Mary from PBS Wisconsin, says, anything with a Kardashian, yes. That is my, that's the best thing I've read on the internet in months. I cannot stand the Kardashians. But I don't, do they do a lot of ads? I do see them in them, and I don't like them, but.
So I know that Kim Kardashian does her ads for Skims, which is her, Skims,
yeah.
Which, right. Her clothing line, which she actually did a Super Bowl commercial.
Right.
For that, which is, honestly, I didn't think they would do that with how much it costs.
Do you own any Skims?
I can't say I do.
Is it just for women?
No, they got men's underwear.
It's supposed to look like just like you're naked, right?
Pretty much.
Okay. Yeah, we need to see more of Kim Kardashian.
You know what? The Lil Wayne thing reminded me of something. I don't know why my mind went there. But do you remember when Shaq was in literally every commercial?
Yes. he's a likable guy, but enough. Yeah.
You go like four separate commercials. You say, hey, good for him for making,
absolutely,
for making his money. But okay, that's enough Shaq.
Enough. Tom from New Berlin says, Pete, the Scottish term for staying in bed all day is called, I remember this, Urkel Durkel.
Yep.
We talked about that on the show. Tom is paying attention, man. Or maybe he just knew that. Thank you, Tom. He says, therapeutic, and I could not agree more. From WMDX in the 608, Peyton Manning commercial. Oh, that's those two again. Peyton and Eli Manning.
Oh.
Stop forcing them on the American public. They're hard to listen to. They're not as funny as they think they are. I'm done with the Mannings. And they're annoying dad.
I can tell.
I know. I know you love the Mannings, but I'm sorry. They suck.
Peyton's getting a little. I like Eli better.
I'm going to work on a Peyton Manning impression.
There you go.
So we'll do that. Maybe we'll do a skit with Peyton Manning. Anna from Madison, that's in the 608. She says, hi, Pete and Conrad. I can't stand Joe Namath doing health insurance and hearing aid commercials. Yeah, those are bad, Anna. I don't know if I have an opinion on Joe Namath. I don't really know anything about him. He played football long before I was born, but those are just bad commercials. Like the production quality is terrible. It's like all old. Oh my God. Speaking of older people, and this is not meant to offend anyone, but the Marinette, you know, I live in Marinette.
Yeah.
The Marinette, unofficial Marinette town car, is the Buick LeSabre. And today, this is funny because yesterday I was talking about how I can't stand when two people drive in a two-lane road and they just stay the same speed. They can tell traffic is building up behind them. Neither one of them will get out of the way. They're just both going the same speed. That happened to me 2 days ago on the way back from Madison for like 10 minutes. I was stuck behind these two clods. Today in Marinette, I was stuck behind two handsome gray Buick LeSabres. Neither one of them would get out of the way. And the Buick LeSabre, folks, if you're not familiar with it, they're all over Marinette. If you're in the market, get yourself up to Marinette, and I guarantee you'll get if it's supply and demand has anything to do with it, you'll get a great deal on a Buick LeSabre in Marinette. It is the most, it has the least amount of sex appeal of any car on the market. If you don't want to meet girls or guys for that matter, get yourself a Buick LeSabre and put yourself out there. There it is. Look at that thing. Oh, that's a piece of engineering right there. If you have an erection lasting more than 4 hours, go sit in a Buick LeSabre. It'll clear that up right away. I just thought that was funny because we were just talking about that yesterday.
Yeah.
Kurt on the stream says, Haze on Radio is on tap at Flicks Brewhouse Madison. That's right, buddy. He says that's definitely going to be our audience choice award for beer at the Mental Health Warrior Film Festival. Jeff Blankenship and I will be leading the way. Please do, Kurt. Say hi to Jeff for us. He was a great guest. We've got your other friend Max on in just a little bit. We've decided, Kurt, that Max Blaska is one of the coolest names we've ever heard. Craig Knitt, another friend of the show who's been in here several times, says, I hate seeing past icons like Mr. T or Ice-T selling life insurance. God, no kidding. He said, I know I'm old, but those make me feel ancient. It makes you feel old, and it's like, how desperate are they? Ice-T has got residuals from like 24 years of Special Victims, Law & Order, SVU. He does not need the money. Maybe he just loves life insurance. I don't know. Maybe that's his passion, his side hustle. Who knows? Craig also says, Pete, if you aren't doing anything Saturday night, we're shooting a new short in Greenville. You'd be welcome. I need a signing bonus and a per diem, Craig, and I need airfare from Marinette to Greenville. If you can make that happen, I'm there. Unfortunately, I have plans with my wife, and I will be scoping out pickleball before that, Craig. So, but I do appreciate the invite. One of these days, I'll make it out there and break a leg. Have a great time with the shoot. Jennifer says, hey, my mom had a 76 Buick LeSabre that got stolen from Stagerin and Nicosia, Wisconsin in like 1978 or 79. LOL. I think she's using voice text. That's great. Sorry to hear that, Jennifer. That was a hot car back then. Hey, it's the popcorn pick of the week on Thursday. Keep your texts coming, folks. What celebrity commercial do you dislike the most? That's what we're talking about here on Nightlight. Two radio legends coming up next. John and Gordy from the WMDX Morning Show are making the popcorn pick of the week next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network. Someone's living for the love. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Great to have you with me on this Christmas Eve of weekdays, also known as Thursday. Very exciting. Our question of the night is, what celebrity commercials do you dislike the most? And I have to say, I agree with every text we've gotten so far. Just awful. So let us know. Be part of the show. Great to hear from you guys. Find us. Get a hold of us any way you can. Stream, Pony Express, whatever. We'll read your text on the radio. I'm very excited because, Conrad, as you know, this is Thursday, and it is the popcorn pick of the week. And two guys have decided to join me to give. We're getting two for the price of one, which is what Madison area listeners get every morning when they listen to these two guys on the radio. They are the hosts of the WMDX Morning Show in Madison here on Civic Media. And they are here to give us their popcorn pick of the week. John Peterson and Gordy Young, a.k.a. John and Gordy. Great to have you guys.
Yeah, it's great to be here, finally.
Hey, Pete.
Hey.
Great to be here.
Get together for a long time, right?
That's right.
So here we are.
If we have to do it on the radio, that's what we do.
I know.
Well, are you guys both at, it looks like you're just at your home. I always picture you guys just at the studio hanging out, even when you're not on the air.
No.
Like, that's just your life.
We like to spend as little time with each other as possible. We're paid to stay together for 2 hours a day. That's it.
I don't believe that.
That's in our deal.
It's very strict on that. But two for the price of one. I didn't come up with that. I feel like we could now. So
yeah.
Right?
Listen.
Right, Gordy?
Yeah, and that's the way they pay us, too. Two for the price of one. So that's radio. You know, what are you going
to
do?
Conrad, cut that out. We don't need to get them in trouble. That's
downside.
You guys are awesome. I'm such a huge fan. You've been great to me since I started here, and I just think you're both terrific. So I'm thrilled that you're both doing this. I also want to say your popcorn pick of the week can be something you saw last week or when you were a kid. You use your whole life as a reference point when you pick your movies. You probably already picked them, and that's fine.
Right.
But I'm just letting you guys know that. So I also want to say I'm not a snitch. But I saw Sam, your hardworking producer, the second year in a row at the Wisconsin Film Festival. And damn, that guy can party.
we've heard, yeah. He sleeps in the studio sometimes.
Yeah, we trained him well.
I admire that he goes all out and he parties till he is asked to leave. And usually for good reasons. So it was great running into Sam. He's such a great guy.
Yeah, he's a projectionist, you know.
Yeah.
And so he's very, very busy when the film festival time rolls around.
Was today the last day for the festival? I think he had to leave early.
Today, you know, 9:30 in the morning movie. He had to show.
What? Wow.
Yes, I don't know what it was though.
Listen, yeah, I don't want to start anything. He and Conrad don't get along at all. There's some kind of weird, I think there was a leg wrestle years ago and it went awry, but we need to.
Yeah,
we
those
need,
are dangerous.
They are dangerous. That's right.
Have you ever seen Sam's vehicle of choice? Do you know about
this? No, I have not.
His Volkswagen. He has a Volkswagen, 1974 Volkswagen Bug. It's all beat up. It's all crumpled up. It's got different colors on it, different fenders. You know, nothing matches on it. And,
I think he painted a blue Mini on one of the doors, didn't he?
Yeah, blue Mini from Yellow Submarine. And yeah, it's got weird decals. And it's really something. We're going to take it out this summer as our John and Gordy vehicle. If we go to any events.
Well, if the engine lasts that long.
Well, it's lasted this long. I mean, that would be terrible luck.
He's had different engines. He's put this thing together a couple of times since he's been with us.
He almost killed himself. He put the engine up on a like a card table. Between two card tables to work on it underneath. And then he got his finger caught.
Oh no!
In something, and tried to pull it down, and then the engine was, you know, teetering. He barely escaped with his life. Yeah. So, he loves that car.
I like him even more now. That's fantastic.
Yeah. You know, Gordy and I have a long history in the cinema. I don't know if you know this, Peter, but we had the Big Sky Theater outdoor movie drama that we had each and every Friday night. Right? It was Friday night.
It was a TV show on Fox 47 in Madison. It was late at night, around 11 or midnight, and we did the interstitials. You know, we did the little breaks, commercial breaks, and we did little skits and everything, and that was a lot of fun.
We played two guys taking care of the concession stand, and I had this thing about the sporks, and I wanted people to return the damn things, you know.
A running gag.
A lot of money, you know. Yeah, but it was fun doing that.
That is hilarious. I love that.
We had special guests. We had, you know, local celebrities of the day in Madison that would stop by during the show. And it was a good time.
I think it's time to bring that back. That sounds hilarious.
I kind of miss doing that.
John is really the film buff, by the way. I'm a very casual moviegoer. I don't really see a whole lot of movies, but I'm happy to offer my choice.
Okay. John's really the
movie critic. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just so you know.
So
now the pressure's on me.
You got to pick something good, John.
Yeah, I know.
This is fun. So, all right. Knowing that, let's talk about what do you guys eat? Like when you go to the movies or when you watch them at home, what is your favorite movie snack? Let's start with Gordy.
Oh God. Movie snack. Well, when I go to, you know, I only go to a few movies a year, but when I go, and if I want a snack, I go with the, I think they make them still, the Bunch of Crunch, the Nestle's Bunch of Crunch.
Oh yeah. Those are great.
I like chocolate, you know, and I like the crunch. So that would be my choice.
Nice.
John, what do you got?
I'm kind of a traditional. I like popcorn, lots of butter, lots of salt.
Awesome.
And you know, the fact is now they, you know, give you beer and all these foods that you can take back to your seat now at the Marcus Theaters usually.
Right.
So it's kind of nice. So every once in a while I get a beer, but you know, by the end of the movie, you know, you're really struggling to hold it in. That's a tendency to run right through, you know, beer is.
I like the movie popcorn, but sometimes like when there's the butter on it, which makes it good, your fingers get all crazy. And even when you use a napkin, you still have like this, it's like a residue that lasts like the better part of a week, it seems like. Yeah. But I do it.
You know, I don't mind the fact that you can bring food now into the theaters, but I actually got about four free passes one time because I sat on somebody's nacho dips that they left in the seat, and it was dark, you know, and I didn't see it, and I sat right in it, you know, and then they gave me four free tickets.
That's just
that's my story. That's why I love cinema so much.
That is a miserable time at the movies. Was it almost over, or did it just start and you had to sit there?
That was right at the beginning.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's terrible. The four passes, though, I like that. I like when movies, when you guys are at home watching films, is it different? Do you cook something? Like, I like to make food when I binge watch something or when I watch a movie at home. Like, I like to go outside the box a little bit and get eat stuff at home that I can't get at the theaters. What about you guys?
Yeah, that's kind of fun to do every once in a while. You know, I've got a dog. I've got a two-year-old border collie that wants to eat everything I'm eating. So we have stopped having foods like that. Even popcorn drives me crazy. She wants to eat all my popcorn. That's that's about it for me.
As far as I'm concerned, just a bag of chips, I'm good to go. Chips and a soda. That's
what,
it.
What kind of chips?
Nothing. You know, I like to vary it up. I'm trying to find the healthiest chips. Yeah. And there's some Tostitas or something like that that are really healthy, but they're really hard to find.
Wait, Tostitas are really healthy?
Well, there's one. They have one brand of, you know, how they have different flavors. This one is multigrain.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And it's got I don't know, some other good stuff in it. But I can't find it anywhere.
Well, they've got chips that are, I guess, fried in avocado oil.
Oh, yeah. Those are really, great. Really healthy. Yeah. My wife will say that. She'll go, well, why don't we just have sandwiches for dinner, but on your way home, pick up a fun chip.
Yeah.
Like, what's a fun chip? Chips like, you know.
Well, I'm the snack guy in my family. You know, way back in the old days in the movie theaters, they had like three or four movies. You know, that was what you went in for. Three or four marathon movies. So I always bought at that time Slowpokes. I don't know if they have Slowpokes anymore. Have you seen anything like that at the concession?
Haven't seen them for decades.
No. That's like a milk dud on a stick, right? It's similar to like.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
I think if they had marketed it that way, they would have done better and maybe still been in business. But hey, guys, can we? Yeah. John Peterson and Gordy Younger here, also known as John and Gordy from the WMDX morning show here on Civic Media in Madison. We've got a phone call, and I think this is pertains to our conversation. Do you mind if we take a quick call here?
Sure.
All right. Who do we have?
Brian from Milwaukee.
Brian from Milwaukee. How you doing tonight, buddy?
Hey, good. Yeah, when I heard you guys talk about everything you feed your dogs and how they want to eat just everything, we had a black lab coonhound mix. His name was Boomer, and he loved bananas. And it was crazy because we couldn't call it banana anymore because he knew what that was. So then we started calling it manna, and he knew what that was. And then it came to the point where he could be at the end of the hall on my parents' bed. I'd be in the kitchen, grab a banana, and as soon as it popped the end of that banana, he hears that, and here he comes drooling, and he'll sit down right next to me like, oh, you got banana? Like, dude, he loved his bananas.
I know. You're incredible. I mean, dogs have the big round eyes, you know, and you just can't resist, and you have to give them something.
No, you can't.
You can't even eat like a banana nut muffin, probably. It sounds like your dog is just totally onto you, Brian.
Yeah, really. He's figured you out.
Brian, that's awesome.
Well,
thank you.
They love popcorn, too. Like when I pop microwave popcorn, they're like, oh, someone's making popcorn. It's like,
Sounds like Boomer's Boomer's a great way to keep the weight off because you just have to give up food altogether.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
See, thank you, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Your own diet plan out there.
That's right, Boomer's diet. All right, I think we're at that point. Conrad, what do you think? Are we ready to get the pick from these guys? I know they have great movies. Their popcorn pick of the week is about to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, Conrad, if you please. John Peterson, Gordy Young from the WMDX Morning Show in Madison are about to make the popcorn pick of the week. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first only because I recommend movies all the time to everybody. I recommend movies to Gordy and Sam, and they don't want to see them. They never remember the names of the movies that I give them to see, like, you know, Darby O'Gill and the Little People, or maybe Metropolis, you know, the latest version of that.
Yeah.
But they haven't seen those, so I'm trying to get them to see it. Okay, my pick, and this will change constantly, you know, your favorite picks, just whatever comes to mind, right?
Yeah.
But one of the movies that really shocked and stunned me was Speed Racer.
Oh, wow.
The actual movie Speed Racer 2008, live action, as you know.
Yeah. Emile Hirsch?
Yeah, it was probably one of the most colorful, nicely, sweetly produced movies I have ever seen. I've never seen transitions from scene to scene done like that ever. And it is so colorful and so perfect. My Gen Z sons love the movie. It's a classic. It is.
That's
but, you know, it had so much bad publicity when it came out. No one went to see it.
You know what? So is Disney's Snow White that just came out. Yes. And everybody I know that's seen it loved it. So I don't understand it. My son loves Speed Racer 2, and he was like 7 years old when it came out. I think Conrad likes it. It's that's a great pick.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
I was not expecting that, John. Really,
yeah.
All right, fantastic. Gordy Young, you are up, my friend. What is your popcorn pick of the week?
See, now the pressure's on. John is, you know, he's Mr. Movie, really. He knows all these movies. He's seen them all. I'm very pedestrian in my choices. And I had a list. I had it down to five different movies.
Oh, wow.
Because I really couldn't figure. But the one that sticks with me, that if it comes on TV, I'm going to sit down and watch it. There's actually two like that, but Shawshank Redemption. Mm-hmm. I know everybody says that, right? That's pretty popular.
It's a great movie,
Yeah, and then the other one is Goodfellas. I'm not really a blood and gore kind of movie goer, but I love the mob movies, especially Goodfellas and anything in that genre. But Goodfellas, I always watch with De Niro and Ray Liotta and Pesci.
Made me way too nervous. Pesci made me way too nervous. I didn't know what he was going to do next.
You never know when he's going to go off on somebody.
Yeah, right. It was way too intense.
All right. John and Gordy are here from the WMDX Morning Show. We'll have a few minutes left with these guys when we come back, and we'll break down these picks. They were fantastic. This is Pete Schwabit and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. And put you in me. Since I met this little woman, I feel it's happened to me, and I'm telling you, it's too late.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Here's a great one, and I can't believe I didn't mention this at the beginning of the show. Our question tonight, folks, is what celebrity commercial drives you the most crazy? What do you dislike the most? I said the T-Mobile guys from Scrubs. Bridget from the 818 says, anything Ryan Reynolds is in. I am tired of his shtick. I could not agree more.
Yeah, I'm with her on
enough,
that.
Enough. Yeah. With the mint and just stop. That guy's so annoying.
I know his act. I know what he's into. You know, he talks fast. He's very sarcastic. Okay, stop bringing it to the commercial screen. I don't want to see it there. Just leave it in the movies.
Totally agree. He thinks he's real cute, the way he talks. Yeah. And I just, I think the three of us should give him a beating. I don't want to advocate violence, but let's you guys already have a partnership, but let's be a trio and go around and beat people up. Yeah, I think that could be fun.
Next time he's in town, we'll start.
This is good too on the stream. PJ says, my go-to is Popcorner. Popcorners are a brand of American corn chips. Conrad, giving the thumbs up.
Those are great chips.
Those are really good.
Really?
Those are good.
Yeah. Owned by PepsiCo that are popped like popcorn. I think I'm going to make a pit stop on the way home.
Yeah, popcorn. They're triangles. And the good thing about them is they chose not to put garlic and onion seasoning on them. I am so done with onion and garlic seasoning on everything. Stop it. I just want the real flavor of jalapeno or whatever it is, lime. That's my big complaint.
Folks, you are seeing a side of John Peterson you might not be used to seeing, at least not on Nightlight anyway. That's awesome, John. When you guys are at a movie, what do? Do you tell people, like if people are quiet, here's my issue. It's either kids being jerks and talking loud and I'll shush them, but it's equally as annoying are the old people who think they're in their living room. Now, who's that actor? Oh, he was in that other movie with The Thing. It's like, come on. Do you guys shush people or do you just kind of try to get through it?
I get through it. Okay. And in fact, I'm probably the one that everybody hates who talks during a movie. Because I'm telling my sons, I'm referencing an older movie, and I'm telling them, that I like this or I like that, or the actor is forcing it, or he's overacting, or does he actually, think he believes this? I'm making comments all the way through, very, very quietly, but maybe not. I don't know. I have that radio voice that carries, so I'm not quite sure.
Right. I give them one shh kind of, but I don't look at them.
Okay.
I'll do maybe once or twice. If that doesn't work, I get up and move.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
I don't
good.
Care
yeah.
if it's in the middle of the movie. I'll go find another seat.
See, I do the opposite. Yeah. I'll give the look, but I think that the anonymous shush is smarter because if they are packing, they don't know who to shoot, right? When you're in the movie theater. So I think that's probably that's more
sense. Great idea, actually. It's
you guys, this is fun. Who do you have coming up tomorrow on the show?
Well, every Friday we have our friend Rocker, who does a matching preview. The show is on the Civic Media Network on the weekends, Saturday night, and a replay on Sunday. So we always talk to Rocker and get a little preview, kind of like you talked to Terry Barr. Bar Night Friday.
Bar Band Friday night. Yeah.
Bar Band Friday.
You take a half hour, play Wisconsin music. That's all about.
Fantastic. Wow. Yeah. You guys talk about a lot of different stuff. You do politics sometimes, you do entertainment, and you got Rocker coming out. What gets you the most excited? You've been doing this for a while. What do you get excited to talk about on your show the most?
We never get excited, Pete. We're too old to get excited.
It's a lot of honesty coming from these guys.
We just got a big pile of papers and we go through them.
I kind of get excited about tech. You know, I like the new tech that comes out.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, it's always something new, like, you know, the new EVs that are coming out. China has these incredible EV vehicles now that are actually more popular than Tesla's, the most popular EV vehicle in the world right now. And they have, it sells for like $15,000 an EV. And it's got like 300 miles, per charge. It's just an incredibly high-tech interior of the car. So
John likes a lot of tech, and he spends most of his free time at Costco, wandering around aimlessly and looking for the next big, great buy. He's lifelong Costco member.
But, you know, he's listening to Mike Mercury talking about going up to, Bay Peninsula?
Bay Mills Casino,
Mike's
so great.
There's nothing up there. There's nothing up there. And if there's no Woodman's and if there's no Costco, I'm not
there. You want no part of it.
No.
I gotta share this text with you guys, too. I totally forgot about this. Anna from Madison says, Pete, did you know John and Gordy are nominated for the Best of Madison radio team?
Oh, yeah.
That's exciting.
We've heard that rumor, and we're trying to substantiate it. We're not really sure. We're already asking for a recount.
I'm pretty confident we don't know. We have that. You know, we're in the running.
That's all you want, right? You just want to be in the conversation,
That's it. I can't believe it. They have like three selections. You know, first, second, and third place. Okay?
Oh wow!
Now they have like seven people they have to choose from. Seven. Why not just have three to pick from?
I hope you guys win. I can't find.
Well, thank you.
Anything.
You guys are.
Last year we took third place in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Best Morning Show, but we didn't get nominated in that this year. But Best of Madison, if that happens, we're all in.
Yeah. We're both Best of Madison winners in the past.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I won in 1994, and for Best TV Personality when I was doing TV Weather. And John, when did you win?
I won in 92, and it was a two-partner radio team.
Mm. Oh, man, that's fantastic. So
neither of us have won anything since then. So
listens to you guys would be surprised. And I say bring back the interstitial thing with the sport. Wear a skort to host the show and welcome back to sport. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for your time tonight. And
thanks, Pete. We want to get you on our show sometime when you can get up early.
Anytime. I'll get up at 5 a.m. for you guys. I'll do a Rocky. I'll drink raw eggs and we'll come on the air and have a great time.
Wonderful.
Have a great night. Thanks so much. Right. That's John Peterson and Gordy Young. Check out the John and Gordy Show on WMDX in Madison every morning. Such a phenomenal show and two great guys. We will be back after the news, after Civic Media's news team keeps you informed with a guy with the coolest name in entertainment. That's coming up next. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.